It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what that signifies? The arrival of the one and only Daniel Zangrilli. You hear him on Pirates pre and post games. And Dan, without further ado, I'm going to get right to it today. Ben Cherington said, quote, this morning to reporters, I fully expect Shelty to be the manager in 2025. There are a lot of parts to the job I believe he does really, really well. I fully expect that will happen. He's the right person to manage this team. Before we get into any opinions, my question for you is, how much input does Ben Cherington even have on whether Derek Shelton comes back? And what about Cherington himself and his job security?
Well, I mean, I remember back to 2019 where going into, I think, the final weekend of the year, Clint Hurdle gave an interview to Stephen Nesbitt at the time and maybe taking liberties with his own job security. And it required a quick intervention following the game. Before the game, he mentioned, oh, I fully intend to be back and sounded like a man, again, final weekend of the year, that was going to be managing in 2020. And then before Hurdle met with the media, there was about a 15-minute delay. And then many of the questions about that article, that revelation, were sent Hurdle's way in rapid fire. And the uncomfortable, never really saw Clint Hurdle sweat under the bright lights. He was a master manipulator, as good an orator of any Pittsburgh sports figure ever. It was a very different tone in a matter of 4 hours. And then the man that eventually fired Clint Hurdle was kept on the job for another month and a half. You have no idea what Bob Nutting is thinking, is my long-winded point.
Do they?
I don't think so, because listen, Neil Huntington was allowed to make the change at manager and then in the offseason of 19 heading into 20 begin spearheading a new managerial search, which ironically enough, Derek Shelton was at the top of his list. Derek Shelton interviewed with Neil Huntington only to have to come back and interview about a month later with the new general manager. So, okay. That's today. That's what, September 11th, 2024.
Yeah.
Long time between now and then.
All right. So the next question would be, how much input does Cherington have? Let's say Cherington is staying.
Yeah.
How much input would he have with Nutting?
Assuming that he's on solid footing, Bob Nutting typically likes to stay out of baseball operations. He really doesn't know much about baseball. He's the first to admit it, at least the high-level understanding of you know, what you need to do to get from point A to point B. He knows the basic business model of how a small market team needs to operate, draft, develop, retain, extend, all that sort of stuff. He knows that. That's what he wants to do. Those are the objectives. But he's not going to, I think, be in the conversations of Paul Skene's workload management and what that looks like, or he's not being kept abreast of biomechanic data that's coming in. Some owners do. They're very hands-on. And they,
but the future
and they get
of the manager
way.
Is a different story.
Of course,
story.
Absolutely. He has swallowed a lot of money to dismiss high-ranking baseball operations officials before. I think Huntington had upwards of 3 years remaining on his contract. I think Hurdle had two. So he's paid upwards of $20 million to have those positions not work for him.
All right. What's your gut feel, or maybe your educated guess? Will Cherington and Shelton both be back?
If I were to have to, sitting here right now, I would probably check the yes box if my mortgage was on the line. I think that there's going to be changes. I don't think you're going to rubber stamp everything and look at 2024 as a success. I guess they're really going to be interested to see how the rest of these 14, 15, 16 games or whatever, against a bunch of contenders, by the way. The remainder of the schedule after today against the Marlins, it's pretty tough. And I think that they want to see that play out. And there's an opportunity for some salvation in some respects. And they'll use every one of the 162 games to make a judgment. And, you know, the Pirates are obviously chugging along to the point where you're going to be happy with getting similar results that you did in 2023. And I don't think you can look at this year as a success. So is it enough of a success with some internal development stories? I don't know. There's a lot of internal development failures. It's going to be, I think, assessed. There will be changes made, but how significant will they be? Will guys be put on notice? Will they warm up that seat? Will they make it very hot? I would think if Cherington and Shelton are back in 2025, which again, I suspect they would be, it will be under some pretty clearly communicated objectives as to what success looks like.
Dan Zangrilli joining me in studio here. He's brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. Both Larry Kelly and Joe George are AV rated, as is the entire LGKG firm. LGKG, your home team. Also brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Make clogged gutters a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. And finally, by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Big fans of them. Also big fans of Slice on Broadway, which is out in the hallway right now. They went to a lot of trouble, is my understanding, to get us these pizzas, salads, hoagies, pepperoni rolls today. And did they taste extra good, or was that my imagination?
Joe, the especially the plain pizza today, it was different.
And crinkulent.
It was good. The crust was fantastic.
Unbelievable. They're great every week. Today was just a banner day. Incredible, that place.
Yeah, you know, Wednesdays are partly my favorite day of the week, other than Fridays, because it's Friday, because we get the Slice on Broadway pizza, and I know we have lunch on Wednesdays, and it's awesome. I love it. Very good.
Me too. Where does Travis Williams figure in on all these decisions? Is he a decision maker?
From a business standpoint, yes, but I've never met him. I've never talked to him, so I don't know him. It's been 5 years.
What's his job description? What does he do?
I think he's more so worried about the Green Day concert execution than he is maybe the ins and outs of baseball.
Because
Dayon
reported that him and Nutting together would decide Charrington's fate.
I'm sure on big decisions there's, again, some involvement, but I mean, how involved is he on the baseball side? And I'm using like the Frank Coonley as the barometer. Frank was, I think, interjecting sometimes in an unwelcoming manner, his thoughts, opinions, and tried to be involved. I don't think Williams is, but on bigger, larger 60,000-foot views of baseball operations and the franchise at large, yes, he will be involved. But on a day-in and day-out basis, he is, unlike Frank Coonley, not involved in the minutiae. But again, I don't really have a good grasp on that, unfortunately, after 5 years, because I've never had an opportunity to have a conversation with
Joe,
him.
Joe, can I throw this out to you?
Please.
Does Travis Williams and his role with the Pirates remind you any bit of...
Dan doesn't hear headphones.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll translate the message to
Brian Burke and his role with the Penguins. Do you see any similarities there in terms of their function of and Burke took
and
a lot
the fact
of heat?
That people wonder what exactly they're doing and how much power they really have.
Partly,
yes. Yeah, I do. But I want to get to I think he answered that, right?
Yeah. Well, I was just wanted to make the comparison.
I thought it was a wonderful question.
He ended up being somebody who was kind of a scapegoat in the end of it.
Yeah.
Rightful or not, he was.
Right. I don't think, I think you got to get way down the list for Travis, anybody to...
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quite honestly, care enough about what he does to blame Travis Williams for anything. But let me ask you this. What's your opinion? If you were running the Pirates, would you bring back Shelton and Charrington?
I think I would make a change of manager. I think I would keep the general manager. Just because I think 5 years is a good sample. I think, unfortunately, we've seen far too many instances where, I don't want to say the manager's in over his head, but I think somebody, and what I really go back to is the lack of experience in minor league baseball managing games. And I understand that he is a well-traveled, well-earned, as far as Tiger Stripes are concerned, baseball guy, Derek Shelton, especially as a hitting instructor and sometime as a bench coach. But when you really look at the pathways that many managers take, and I know nowadays it's much different, but you cannot put a price tag on experience being in those situations. And you listen to, and I know this is an archaic way of thinking, but Jim Leland draws upon, and he said so many times, all of his experience as a minor league manager. 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 games. I really, and I'm biased because there's a little bit of a personal relationship in dealing with Mike Schilt of the San Diego Padres, but he came up in the incubator that is the St. Louis Cardinals baseball operations system, and there were 900 games managed in the minor leagues. And I think that there are many instances where that tangible, in the trenches, in the throes of it experience comes into play over the course of a baseball game. And I'm not sure that Shelton necessarily has that experience, or even anybody on staff for that matter, that has that sort of tried and true, battle-tested type of experience. And I think a fresh voice would probably do the organization some good, frankly.
John Parada was on here. He said that he knows Terry Francona quite well. He didn't talk about this job specifically, Parada did, but he did say that Francona, despite getting up there a little bit in age and some health problems, would, he thinks, manage in the right situation again. Like, he could see that as a scenario. Would that be a good choice? Would Don Kelly be a good choice? What names come to mind for you?
I mean, so let's start with Francona. Is Pittsburgh the right situation for a manager that's on hole 17 or 18? There's that. And if there's going to be significant budgetary constraints to add, the lack of sometimes aggressiveness that the Pirates have in parting with top prospects at the deadline, that could be frustrating, I think, for a guy like Terry Francona, who, if he's going to come back and deal with it, he's going to be in it to win a championship. Obviously, he's going to be drawn by the pitching, the Jared Jones, the Paul Skenes, the Mitch Kellers, and what have you. And there's also a question that I have about the health, right? There's a real possibility that when you're in the throes of it, if the Pirates are competing, that your manager could go down for 2 months because of health-related issues. If those aren't issues, without question, I would send the car to bring him here. That's the best possible scenario. A healthy, willing Terry Francona wanting to manage the Pirates. Did the relationship end well in Boston with Ben Cherington and Terry Francona? Francona, if you recall, was drugged through the mud and absolutely embarrassed and publicly flogged in Boston, only to be replaced by Bobby Valentine. How did that end? What's that relationship like at the end of the day? Is it healthy? I don't know the dirty, sordid laundry that came from that, and if that's ended on good or bad terms. If you're gonna look to make a change of manager, I'm not necessarily sure that you're doing it with the top lieutenant of the current regime as it pertains to Donnie Kelly. I think you're going outside. Stubby Clapp is a guy, as crazy as his name is, the first base coach of the Cardinals, was a finalist and a very highly thought of baseball guy that has some stripes as a minor league manager.
Interesting. Dan Zangrilli, hear him on the pre and post game. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So when we look at next year's team, I mean, for all the problems and all the upset and all the rage and anger, they're going to start next year with a rotation of Skenes, Jones, Keller, and then some interesting possibilities. Chandler, Oviedo, Falter, Ortiz. How would you round out that rotation? And I'm sure you would agree, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, Thomas Harrington's probably going to be in the mix as well, and he's been a fantastic and advanced, rapidly ascending pitcher with three very good pitches and, again, an advanced acumen. That's why I stick with the general manager, because he's done the hard part in building the foundation of pitching. And I think that there's going to be some dollars. There needs to be to add in the free agent market. I still would bring in a free agent pitcher, a left-hander, somebody that could chew innings, because you need to have 10 to be able to make it through a year, and the Pirates are close to that. I think you obviously need to add some offensive pieces. You need to figure out your third base situation and what that looks like. I guess it's encouraging that Hayes will not have surgery.
Is it?
On the back. Yeah.
That's what I wonder about.
Yeah, that's fair.
The longer you stave it off, like,
sure,
strengthening his back, really? Yeah. That's what we're doing now? And I don't know the particulars, although he kind of laid them out to, who was it that day?
I think it was Mackey about the the disc issues.
It sounds like a blown up disc. I'm no doctor, but the doctors can't figure it out either. So why not, if surgery is an option, why not have it and get this over with? I don't know. That's just a thought.
Again, I can, and I say this almost every week with you, you can really pinpoint the Pirates' issues. And all of those six-inning starts that were blown, all of the times that you failed to score four runs, especially early in the year. We can say what we want about this collapse late in the season, but the season was really lost from my perspective. April, May, June, and July. There were so many wins left on the table. And that goes back to Sawinski not providing the offensive production that you needed, Hayes not providing the offensive production that you needed, and Henry Davis. So those three guys in particular, those are the young, controllable, signable guys that just, it's a crater. It's a crater in this lineup. A third of their lineup and that production, it gave you absolutely nothing. It was an absolute drag. So you have to figure out what those guys are or how to replace the offense that you projected at the outset of 2024 with them.
Well, let me finish with this. Yeah. We're going to get to Mark Caballi in a minute on the Steelers quarterbacks and things like that. If you could map out a plan here going into next season, two guys is who I want to finish with here. Bednar and Henry Davis. Mm. What would be their roadmap here? Would they still be in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think Bednar, obviously, he has the track record. He still has the stuff. Everything sounds as if it is mechanical. Maybe it's from a health and a maintenance perspective. Maybe it's a conditioning perspective as well. Like, I ask those just questions honestly because, you know, a lot of the injuries that he sustained, they're kind of soft tissue, almost maintenance. What is he going to do in the offseason? Maybe tweak that.
Yeah.
And then as far as Davis is concerned, it just starts with a semblance of an approach. Obviously, he looked like the at-bats coming up here at the big leagues were getting to a better spot, and then he's sidetracked now by an injury. You got to just, maybe even a winter ball, something to get some at-bats, starting with an approach at the plate, middle away, because he just looked absolutely lost. And I think it started with his thought, his intent in the batter's box. So overhaul that.
What about position-wise?
Well, obviously third base is...
I know, Davis.
For Davis? Man. I mean, I think you can manage two catchers. So you're going to leave him there. I never would have gone down the catcher path. I would have committed to a position change and put him in right field. That would have been last year. Your catching days are over. Again, he committed to it. He got much better at it. And I give credit there, but... because of now Joey Bart, Andy Rodriguez, all of that stuff. I would have had Henry Davis as a right fielder to try to develop that hit tool as much as I possibly could have, as opposed to trying to manage what is an intense workload to be a competent major league catcher this day and age. It will take a toll on your offensive production, and I think we can all agree we're not interested in Henry Davis and what he could be as a big league catcher. We're interested in seeing Henry Davis develop his hit tool as a number four or number five hitter at the big league level.
Thank you, Dan. Great stuff, man.
Yep, thank you.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.